Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are talking with Troy Hudson. We've been with him all week talking about addiction, talking about the effects on his life. Troy's 45 years old, and he's sober right now, but he is finishing up a sentence where he was incarcerated for a while, and he's now on house arrest for about 30 more days, and yet he has been sober at times, but started with a little bit of just usual partying in college that a lot of people do, including yours truly, and where your faith can become real. But unfortunately, sometimes there are consequences to some of those things we do to party, and alcohol became one, and marijuana. And then later on, though, after getting sober, you had back surgery and got addicted to the pain pills in his mid-20s, and life just has spiraled out of control. And just a lot of powerful things that he shared about, tremendous humility, yet God has not given up on him yet. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen to our first three programs with him this week. You can go to our website anytime at your convenience, and that is simply at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Well, Troy, one of the things that you have done during the time I've known you, the last 5 years, we met at Lighthouse Ministries when you your last recovery program you went through, and you are a prolific reader. As I shared yesterday, you're very intelligent. You've got a great personality. God's blessed you with a lot of gifts, and one of the things I think that is a strength of yours is that you are a good reader and have a good mind and like to read and are disciplined in that. And one of the books that you have read lately is by Erwin McManus, and I believe it's called The Uprising. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Well, share a little bit because, you know, I really do believe the battlefield is in the mind. And for our listeners today, whether you're struggling with addiction or you're just discouraged, you're struggling with depression, you just feel like giving up. You've lost hope. That's why we do Hope Is Here. Tell a little bit about just some takeaways that you've had from this book by Erwin McManus called Uprising that I believe was written around 10 years ago. Share a little bit about what God said to you.
Okay, first of all, I don't think I've ever heard anybody be called a prolific reader, but I'll take it. I appreciate that. Erwin McManus is a great writer. He's a minister. He's out in California now, for those of you who don't know. And the basic premise of that of the book, Uprising, that I've just finished reading that one, actually yesterday, is about wisdom and how we seek wisdom in the decisions we make and as we go through life, and how wisdom produces perseverance because we're not, things aren't going to always be great. Even though we may make the right decisions, things are going to be tough at times, and we're going to have to grind through situations that don't feel good because that's life. And even Jesus went through that several times in his short life. And he just talks about how the perseverance builds character. Bases a lot of his scripture on James 1, of course. And there's a lot more to it, and I recommend listeners to read it because he's very, very well written. And but it's basically that we need to seek wisdom. It talks a lot about Solomon and how he sought wisdom. That was the one thing when God asked him, what did he want? He was giving whatever he asked for wisdom and was given that, the wisest man that ever lived. And that helps produce perseverance when we go through hard times, if we seek it with all our heart. And then it gives us hope because we make it through those times, regardless of how hard they are and they don't feel good.
Yeah, I mean, hard times can either make us or break us, and or we can become bitter or better. And I've seen, you know, I've been on both sides of it. Obviously, you have too, but I think reading is a great place. A lot of people, it's easy to escape in front of a TV, and we've all done it and been there, and yet I want to encourage you to turn that TV off and just spend some time reading some good books. I know that I've been blessed to do that a lot in my life, and when I do it, and man, I love sports as much as anybody, and football and basketball season right now, or both of them are going on. Man, it's tough to do that, but Troy's been doing that during this time of being on home incarceration. And so, you know, Troy, a great quote that you posted on your Facebook page yesterday by Erwin McManus that really spoke to me was, waiting on God requires that we continue to do what is right even when our situation does not change. Tell me why that spoke to you.
Well, because of a lot of, and it spoke to me because I don't do that very often. It spoke to me because it hit me between the eyes, and because I have such a hard time waiting, sitting still, being patient. Things aren't changing like I want them to, and so I know it's true. God requires us to sit, be patient, be still before Him, and that's hard for a lot of us to do. And it spoke to me because that I know it's true, and I know I need to do that, and I know there are blessings that will come from that type of mindset and that kind of character when we build it.
Well, it's a powerful quote, really, really spoke to me. And, you know, we sometimes our circumstances are because of bad decisions we make. A lot of times it's because of bad decisions others make. And I've actually found as I get older now, I'm in my early 50s, usually it's a combination of both. Would you agree with that?
I do. I think in my life, specifically to me, most of the circumstances I find myself in are because of my own bad decisions. But there have been some that others have made that have affected me. Some of them greatly. I would think there's truth in that. But I guess what it comes down to is it doesn't matter whether it was somebody else or us, is that we've got to be patient and wait for Him to change it.
Yeah, and that is true. The patience thing, to wait patiently on God. We live in a microwave society, and as I've gotten over, I've found out that God's kind of more in the crock pot business. And what I mean by that is obviously something that is cooked in the crock pot to take several hours, could be even a day, and it's a lot better than something in 3 minutes you can heat up in the microwave and eat instantly. And yet, because our society is so fast-paced, people want microwave answers from God, and I've just found that He's more kind of like in the crock pot business, as far as it just takes time. But when you wait and we're patient and wait on God, usually the outcome and His decisions are a lot better than our quick decisions, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I've seen that work in my life during some of my years where I was sober, clean, and working on my relationship with God, where He brought my son back into my life and even my ex-wife for a time. Things that I thought were impossible at that time took 2 years for it to happen, and really the way I was praying for it to happen. So I've seen it. I know it's true. But sometimes, you know, in the present and as we're going through our day in life, it's just hard to believe that and trust in that and in Him. But I know it's true, and believers know it's true. It's just putting it to action, actually, you know, doing it. That's the hard part.
Well, I thought you had a really good example that God has just shown you recently. You get out of jail. You're on home incarceration. But obviously, I mean, you got out with a shirt on your back and some shorts and socks and flip-flops. That's it. And, you know, 45-year-old man. So, I mean, you know, that's tough. You know, you're like, okay, I want to do it right this time. You're praying to God. You're spending time with Him. You're trying to read good books. And I thought it was amazing the story you shared with me about how a guy just a couple of houses over from a place where you're able to stay right now as you're getting back on your feet offered you this just like unbelievable deal that it winded up providing you to get a phone. Share with people about that.
A guy lives two houses over who I've done some work for before I went to jail on this previous charge that I've been serving. He came over, and I was on house arrest, as I still am, but at that point I wasn't able to leave the property that I was living at. Now I'm able to do that during the day. But he came over and offered me a job, which was back on his back deck taking apart a big workout set, which I couldn't do because I couldn't go over there. Yet he offered $250 for me to do it. And I sent over a buddy of mine, let him make some money too. Took us about 10 minutes. Basically, God just blessed us and gave us $250. We didn't have to do any work for it. And so he was looking out for me from the very beginning. I didn't ask for the work or anything. And just one of the many ways He's blessed me in this season.
Yeah, I just thought it was incredible because obviously without a phone, you can't call your parole officer to find out, you know, about starting to work and trying to put your life back together or contact with family or anybody. So it blessed you. It also blessed your buddy because he's a single dad that has twins that are 5 years old, and he's trying to take him. He has a job and he's working, but still after taxes and things like that. And, you know, it's just tough to do that. So he blessed two of you guys. And so I just thought it was a really, it inspired me to see it was just God's grace about the parable of the workers in the vineyard where, you know, I know you like that story. And tell about that story.
Well, I enjoy the workers in the vineyard story because it just solidifies to me that God is merciful and just. It doesn't matter what we've done or what we haven't done. He may bless somebody who hasn't done anything to deserve it, and he may bless somebody that's, you know, been nearly next to a saint most of their life. And I love that story because it demonstrates that, and I especially love the story of the thief on the cross, which is a parallel story to that, too, because what did he do? All he did was steal and, you know, who knows, kill, and was sentenced to death. And Jesus just welcomed him into the promised land as he was dying. And he did nothing to deserve that. And I look at myself in that way. I mean, I've done nothing to deserve it. And I'm starting to realize that God works in that when we can understand that we don't deserve his gifts and his blessings and eternal life. We're unworthy of that, but we have to believe that he has saved us, that his grace has actually saved us. And in turn, that grace starts to propel our behavior and to change us. And that's what I'm hoping for myself and allowing him to work in me and through that grace.
All right, Troy, we're almost out of time, and we've had a great 4 days with you this week. Appreciate your vulnerability and your authenticity of just sharing about some success, but, you know, a lot of setbacks and failures to addiction. But people are listening like, you know, man, I want to help Troy. You know, my heart's been touched by this. I've lost a family member to addiction. I don't want to lose somebody else. How can our listeners, both live on the radio and people that listen on podcasts, what would be some of the best ways that they can help you?
Well, you can pray for me. That's the main thing. You can pray for me that I send you on the path. That I have faith and trust him, and that I'm patient in the decisions I make, and that I seek wisdom. I would appreciate prayers for my son, Trevor Hutchison, and for our relationship, which is fractured, to say the least, and how I deal with that, and more importantly, how he deals with that. I just pray for healing. People will pray for healing in that. And practically, I need work. I need some work. It'd be helpful to have some work, transportation, something that would be helpful. So those are some of the practical things I need. But most importantly, prayers for my son and my relationship with him.
All right. Well, we've had a great 4 days here talking with Troy Hutchison, a guy that is going to try to stay sober forever. He's had several years of periods of that, and yet, fortunately, has stumbled back into that. And yet, just want to ask that you would join me in prayer for him as he tries to take steps forwards again. And if you need some help, Troy's got a great work ethic. Can do lots of skills from landscaping to painting, you name it. Has worked at a heating and air place, HVAC place. He's a talented guy. So if you can help in that way with maybe a job or something, contact me at Hope Is Here. You can see go to our website, hopeishere.today, and find out how to get a hold of me or contact us through Facebook. Send us a message, and that is simply at Hope Is Here. Well, I'm Greg Horn. We want to thank you for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.